Thursday, I started writing down some shiles that came in, things that I could say over publicly. All right. Amaya called up. He's doing a bris. The father's a guy. Mother's Jewish. Can the father be a tzaddik? Father's a guy, can he be a tzaddik? What should be the problem?
Can a father be a
sonic
to father?
Huh? A father could be a sonic, why not? Yeah, nothing wrong. Anyway, I told him he can't. Why is the Chuvan Dibri Malkiel that says a sonic, he has to go for a shayla. Shayla's asked him, can a guy be a sonic? So, he said, you're not allowed to. The reason he said is because the sonic is Messiah in the Bris Mila. He's a chelik b'sfila. He doesn't put on. They don't say tachzun. He's part of the bris. The chelik of the bris. So in Mela, he held that a father cannot be a guy cannot be a sandik.
Can you do a bris without a sandik?
Huh?
Can you do a bris without a sandik? Like tie him up to a chair.
Yeah, but guy's worse. I mean, some of the modern Marlon, what they do is they never have a sandwich. They take that paper, put the baby on a board, you know, tie him down to a board, and just put him on the table, and they do the bris then. Huh?
What did you say? The modern
Marlon, I said.
Oh, modern.
Modern Marlon, yeah. What? Who? The chelik of the bris. Can we do chelik remaister bris? No, you don't have a guy to do it. All right. Someone is in new shayla.
So if he did,
doesn't pass the bris. You don't pass the bris. Doesn't pass the bris. But you don't let a guy be a sandik. That's it. If it's a sandik at the end, I'm sure it doesn't pass the bris as long as it's from mile. But the chelik shouldn't have it. Huh? The other things he can have. I said that's what he do. Have him give him a huh? Okay. What? Kvati can be kvati. There's only one kvati. Nah, that's shaykh without it also. Alright. Someone is starting to work for a member of his family and they insist that he can't wear a yarmulke. He can't wear a yarmulke in the business. The people he's dealing with and so on, can he work in such a company without wearing a yarmulke? So then it's like this. There's a whole shayla in Paiskim. Is a yarmulke, Tonis means chasidus, or it's a chiv. That somebody pass holds that's a chiv to wear a yarmulke. And if not, you should shadow from a sale chukas agoyim. However, most poskim seem to hold that the issa it's only al tzmidis chasidus. So you shouldn't go to al amasir al yarmulke and so on. And only chiv to wear yarmulkes when you daven, and only chiv to wear yarmulke is when you daven and when you make a bracha. But stamazai, there's no chiv to. It's not a chiv gama. The minig is shaka minig yisrael. So in Meila, the poskim speak out. The Malkum Hesed in the Gay of Panosa, it has to be in such a hyphen that he has to go without a yarmulke, he's allowed to go without a yarmulke. But however, when he goes to the job and away from the job, certainly has to wear a yarmulke then. It's only when he gets into the job, he takes off his yarmulke. When he gets there, or when he leaves there, he's mechuyev to put on the yarmulke again. Okay, good. Alright.
What if when he goes to work and goes away from work, he has to take people and customers with him?
Then that's called like part of business.
That's okay. Then he doesn't wear that.
Alright. The 9-day start this Friday. Someone has work being done in his house. Can he someone is doing work in his house? So the shayla is, when it comes to 9 days, since it's like an inyan shel simcha, you have to tell the workers to stop. So if you could work it out with the workers, that stop for 9 days and continue after Tisha B'Av, that's the ideal thing. However, not everyone that I speak to, when they ask the Shai, I ask this question usually, and later I even stopped asking that question, because it's very often that once you get workers to come, and it comes a Shchaydish, and you send the workers away, after 9 days they won't come back. You know, they start a job somewhere else, and they won't come back. So therefore, if they start to work before 9 days, they may continue working during the 9 days. That's the consensus of most Paiskim. But if you can work it out in such a way, without working 9 days, if it's shach such a thing, then it's kedai to do it.
What about mamish tishbav?
Tishbav, if it's for kablon, if it's mutter. I wasn't aware of this, but there are Gaisha companies out there that sell dough. You know, flour, worm, they sell dough. And the question is, it got me taking off challah. I guess it comes in a package, 5 pounds, 10 pounds. I'm sure you're aware of it. You get probably in the store. You ever see
Walmart,
such a thing? Walmart sets it. So someone told me they bought a, it comes with a heksha. Comes with a heksha. Okay. To buy dough. So the shailas, when you buy the dough, do you have a chiyuv to take off challah then? Now I want to bake challah or bake a cake, whatever it is, do I have to take off challah? So then it's Mufush and Mechaber. Mechaber says clearly that dough that's made, if it's made, the guy did the leisha, belongs to the guy. And the guy put together flour and water, there's no chiyuv challah. The big problem today is in Ashgacha, is some of the companies are owned by non-frum people. It's non-frum people, and they give a hash on it, so they work out in a way that they take a challah, there's a way they work it out. But if it's a Gleisha company, there's no chiyuv to take off challah. Even though you bake a challah for Shabbos, it's only if a Yid makes it. If a Yid makes the flour, it belongs to a Yid, then Yid makes it. But if they buy it from a Gleisha company, and from there you make the bake the challah, there's no chiyuv to take off any challah whatsoever.
What's the corporation owned by a Yid and a Goy?
Yeshutvus?
What's the name of challah?
You should take off challah, but without a bracha. Okay.
What if it's a corporation?
Corporation is also Bailam. There's Bailam of corporation. Can you steal from a corporation? You can't steal. There's Bailam. There's Bailam.
They could have a million stockholders that own it.
Stockholders don't mean much. Stockholder means you have no day in the company. That's if people have day in the company. You own 100 shares in American Airlines. You have no day in the company.
Right, but there's no mamish Bailam.
Yeah, there are Bailam. The people on the board of directors are still like Bailam. You look
so
at the board of directors.
Huh?
Most of banks, Shiloh Dribbis. I mean, a lot of banks are public banks. But still, Bank of America. I think it's a public bank.
Absolutely.
But I'm sure there's some of you that own stock over there. So you didn't own say there's no, you borrow money from Bank of America, you don't need a head to risk. Because they don't have a say in the company. You don't have a say in the company, you don't count them at all.
CEO could be
a Yid. Even if a CEO is a Yid, there's no right that belongs to him. You know, he might have some stock in it. He might be a good CEO, but doesn't mean he's a worker. He's a paid person.
So are all the people on the board of directors are paid workers?
Yeah, but most of your board of directors means you own a certain percent in the stock. You own a
not necessarily.
So why is he on it there?
Because
they elected him. He's a successful businessman, maybe. Mm-hmm. All right?
Maybe
whatever it is. So Lamaita is in the stock of public health company, all of them that are on the market are goyim, and you don't have to worry about it. All right.
If the challah business.
Yeah.
If you have some of your own ingredients.
Huh?
MB Financial has had that issue.
Yeah, I know. So does a commercial bank has that issue. And so does, I think, First Equity Bank also. It doesn't need anymore, right? Correct. Yeah, but they used to have one. Right.
The challah.
Yeah.
If you add your own ingredients, does it change anything?
That makes difference. So I want to buy a car during the 3 weeks. Are you allowed to buy a car? But that car, the place when they talk about it, if you buy a pleasure car. Today I don't think people buy cars for pleasure. They buy cars they need it. So the extensive to my old price scheme is to buy a car during the feast. If it's a tzayach, let's say a car all of a sudden went dead or whatever it is, or you got a special sale or whatever it is, you're allowed to buy during the feast. Even in the 9 days. If it's a tzayach, even if it's in the 9 days, you're allowed to buy then also. The shayla is, do you make a bracha? Of course you may buy, you make a bracha. Now what bracha do you make on a car? It depends. If you're gonna, if one person buys a car and he's to be the only driver, then you make shechiyano. But if it's a family car, you're gonna use it, your wife's gonna use it, kids are gonna use it, then you make a tzayva meitiv. A tzayva meitiv is a plural of shechiyano. So if it's only one person's gonna use it, then you make shechiyano. But if the family's gonna use the family car, then you make a tzayva meitiv.
You make
shechiyano
during the 9 days?
You can make shechiyano. If you buy it, you make shechiyano. Even if it's during the 9 days, you make shechiyano.
If you lease the car, you don't make a bracha.
Lease the car, you don't own it. You don't make a bracha. If you lease the car, you pay payments of it, then you're not considered a bailam. So someone says to me, when you buy a house, you have to pay a mortgage. You have to pay a mortgage. So why do you make sure when you move into a house, you make a tzayva meitiv? Why you make it? It says it belongs to you. Just you have to pay payments. At least car, they could just take it. It belongs to them. I don't think it belongs to you. It belongs to the company, the leasing company. They just give you a schus of samsha. You pay every month a certain amount of money, so you have a schus of samsha. So it belongs to them. But a house belongs to you. You have to pay payments. If you don't pay, they foreclose it. But it belongs to you. Yeah. Most time doesn't happen, so don't worry about it. No, you don't make a bracha. Right. You don't make a bracha. Bracha, the simcha is b'shas when you move in there. Simcha is, even though it's a simcha, you finish paying all the payments, but it's not the same type of simcha. Right. A woman called up, she's in Avelis. Can she go to see Mashas? See Mashas in New York? 90,000 people in Chicago, be a couple of thousand people. Are you allowed to go to see Mashas?
What's the shayla?
The Avelis, she's an Avelis.
It's a mitzvah, no?
Who made a mitzvah?
Make you see him.
Huh?
Make you see him.
It's not yours, she didn't learn
Mashas.
Okay. Huh? So anyway, I told her it's okay. So, it's okay. And plus, she told me her husband learned Shalom. I said, you have a chelek in it. You let your husband learn, go every night, learn, go to Shir and so on. You have your simcha also. It's not only his simcha, your simcha also. So certainly you could go to see Mashat. To cut a shetel. Someone bought a shetel, or they have a shetel ready, and she wants to have a cut. She went a little bit shorter, whatever. She wants to cut off. Are you allowed to do it during the 3 weeks? The din is, it's like sewing clothing. No different than fixing up a garment. A shekel is a beged. It's like any other beged. So, to buy a shekel during the 3 weeks, you're not allowed to because it's something normally you make a shechiyano on. You shouldn't buy it during the 3 weeks. But let's say you bought it before 3 weeks, and you wore it. If you want to look at the stylus to fix it up a little bit, that's mutter in Turvish Chodesh. However, in the 9 days, like any other beggar, any type of ariga, any type of sewing, is not permitted. It's nichlal and tikkun begadim, and you're not allowed to do it in the 9 days. But in the 3 weeks before Chodesh, it is permissible.
Washing?
What?
Washing
shekels? You're allowed to wash the shekels also. In Turvish Chodesh, you're allowed to wash the shekels. Like washing begadim. You're allowed to wash shirts, pants, suits, clothing, give it to cleaners. Until it's chaydish. Once it comes to chaydish, then you can't.
And if it's your only shekel, can you wash it during the 9 days?
The only shekel? No. Nope. You wash it for 9 days. It's like any other clothing. You don't wash clothing during 9 days. Better buy. So I don't know if shekel will buy shekel. I don't know if it's for 9 days. So I'm just saying, but if someone... Okay.
The lady wants to, it's after 30 days.
Yeah?
Not within the 30 days, correct? Going to see
a shop. Yeah, it's after 30 days, yeah. Yeah.
In the 30 days...
Within the 30 days, it'll be more chama. It'll be more chama. Okay. Huh? In the 9 days, you're stuck. You can't buy also. So for adults, they can for sure can't buy. Someone owns a cat.
Why?
Huh? Why? Is it called up? What do you want? not on the cat. And they need an eitzah to massage the cat. I said in English to neuter the cat. So first I asked them, why do they want to do it?
No, how can you do it?
One second, that's the shiloh. So first I asked them, is the cat a healthy cat? Secondly, is it male or female? So when it's a male, a male cat is deraisa. Just like a person can massage himself, a person can have vasectomies, he can have a mastectomy. So huadin, you cannot massage an animal also. So yes, the shaykhai, the shlichas, amir, damira, the apaskim, the discusses, the ladina, we paskin, if it's a male cat, for sure, as female, shana shayla, because there's serious by nishas, rabbanon. But however, by a zacha, it's the righteous, according to all shitas, there's no eitzah whatsoever. And some people want to say an eitzah, sell it to a guy, do a ramah, sell it to a guy and buy it back, yes, it's like do mechir's chametz. It doesn't work that way. The din is, the sense of al-paiskim is, it is asa. You cannot misar, it's an animal at all. You know, interestingly, some Bali Tshuva, and some part of Shilas, I'll throw it in anyway, some Bali Tshuva do have a problem. You know, sometimes you have the person comes out Tshuva 40 years old, and he's married, he has one or two children, he didn't want children, so it's easier to do vasectomy on the man than to do a serious on Isha. It's a lot more complicated. So sometimes a man will have a vasectomy. So the shayla is, so the question is, can he get married? He can't get married. He can't marry a regular Bas Yisrael, he can't marry. If he's married already, and let's say, can he stay married? That's a home achokas ha-paiskin. Can he stay married? However, there's an answer today. Say, 20 years ago, would have been a serious problem. Today, there's such thing called microsurgery. So I already sent a few men to have a special doctor who does these surgeries. It's called microsurgery. Especially urologist has a special on this. He does microsurgery, and then they reverse it. And I was able. I said the once to the doctor, I spoke to the doctor afterwards, he said he was able to see the zera going in through when he actually connected, he saw the zera traveling through. So you see fix it up. If you don't fix it up and you're married already, it's a big machoikas apaiskim. The some sefer holds that you can't live with your wife anymore. Other paiskim hold that if it's done after you're married and you're still married to the same woman, then you could stay married.
Right. By women, that's not wrong.
What?
By women coming to Rabbanan.
By what?
By women coming to Rabbanan. So
of course, no. There's a guy that holds the right, sir. But most Rishayim holds the Rabbanan.
So there's no issue of them. About you, but to stay married.
What do you mean? If the woman had let's say a tube tied or something like that, there's no problem. Okay. Alright. The Kutat Shatim. Does it go into Shemus or not?
You want to be on tape
on this? Huh?
You want to be on tape on this?
They know what I hold. Sure, does it have to go into Shemus or not? There's a disagreement between them and me. They hold it should go into Shemus. I tell people it doesn't have to go into Shemus. What's the shayla over here? What's the ikum of Kutat Shatim? Is it all the news that's in the back? Or it's in the people read all the Dvar Torahs. So I told them, look at any shul Friday night, what are they reading? Are they reading the Dvar Torah? Or they're reading the news or whatever it is, or all the advertisements or whatever it is. So if it's Ikkis Dvar Torah, then it will go into Shemus. Because Ikkis not Dvar Torah. So I tell people that Al-Pidin, you're allowed to wrap it. I personally put it in Shemus. But however, Nikadin, what I tell people to do is wrap it, double wrap it, and put it, and you can put it into the garbage.
Yeah,
How you use it? The prototype that reads the Zivrei Torah,
that's it. I don't think it works like that way.
Nowadays we have a recycling, so if that is put it in the recycle, because that doesn't get regular.
Recycle could be worse. What was recycled?
Throwing it.
No, it's a special garbage can.
Yeah.
They paper it, bottles, and they recycle it.
They melt right
in the recycling process.
They make new paper out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't go into a landfill, you mean? It could be it's worse. If you put it going, if they're recycled, yeah. It means they're taking the return to Mimrazit, whatever it is. It could be better to close in landfill.
Right.
Okay.
Are you allowed to read the advertisements on
Shabbos? Huh? It depends. If you're looking for something to buy, Moshe, newspaper. Let's say there are some people who still bring newspapers in their house, right? So the question is, can you read the advertisements? Or let's say even the Yetzer Medea. Yetzer Medea has the advertisements. Huh? Yeah, I'm answering with this question. So it depends. Let's say you see advertisements in the Yetzer Medea. Are you allowed to read that? The same question. Can you read that? The answer is, it depends. If you're looking to buy something, you're looking to do something, then the din is you're not allowed to. However, if you're just looking to see, you're just curious. Let's say you walk on Devani Avenue, you see stores there, and you look at the window, you want to see the latest fashion, latest dress, or the latest camera, whatever it is, that they're on the window display. So the question, you're allowed to. You're not looking to buy, just curious. Then it's okay. But if you're looking to buy, they're not allowed. So same thing with the treasure. Just looking at just, because that is interested in what's going on in the world, but you're not going to go anywhere. You're not looking for anything special. Then most probably allowed to read the advertisements, because you're not interested in buying anything.
On occasion, you see something that now it generates that interest to buy.
Yeah.
So
again, if you're doing it, if you're doing it intentionally, you usually don't know when you start reading it.
Can I go to
the
sale?
Yeah, you can go to the sale. That's for sure. Your wife could go. Yeah. All right. Someone has a CD. Someone has a CD, and the CD has the return on it, and they don't need it anymore. Can they throw in the garbage? Has the return? Sure, man, it has the return on it. Allowed to throw in the garbage. It enters. You're allowed to throw in the garbage. There's no problem. Why? Because no ksiva. It's all magnetic. How you say it? Digital, whatever it is. Magnetic. So then. The din is that you're allowed to throw it out. It's not considered bizarre in Kisri Kodesh.
My friend, I have a question. A person wants to practice Pasha. He teaches it how to lay. And you use Hashem's name also. Are you allowed to record it, even though you like to put a kid, and then afterwards, there's a digital recorder, you Namish can record it and release
it? Okay, no problem. Just tell him not to enter a main, that's all.
What about during the 9 days if you have a CD that a Divrei Torah that has music?
Depends what the ikir is. If the ikir is sometimes you have even these from the 9 they have on Tisha B'Av some of these Chaim Hedge Foundation, they have a little bit of music on it as a background just to give it some chiyas. So then it's okay. The ikir is not the music. What bracha do you make on raisin bran? Raisin bran has their mezainis, and it has also eitz from you have raisins in there. So most probably, I told him, depends. What do you buy? The bread, the raisin is just coming to give a tam to the bran. So another, all you do is make one bracha. You make a mezainis, and the raisins are to the tofu. And you only make when you make al mikhya. You don't say it in alayt al pi'etz.
What if you add your own raisins?
What?
What if you add more raisins?
Because you like raisins, then you should make two brachas then. Yeah. Someone was driving from Chicago to New York. So he called him and he says, he called from the car. He's falling asleep. Can he turn on the music? That'll keep him awake. The dinner is like this. During the 3 weeks, we know you shouldn't listen to any music. It doesn't even what type of music it is. You're not allowed to listen. Any shir, but clearly, it's said that you're not allowed to listen during the 3 weeks. Not even brought down the Shulchan Aruch. The first one who brings it down is the Mogen Avraham. But Lamaisa, Klai Yisrael is not to be machmed. They're seated. People are holy. You should be machmed all year round. But at least we're not machmed all year round. So the Chol HaPach was a machmed in the 3 weeks. But the question is, if you're allowed to listen when you're driving. So there you're not listening to for enjoyment. There you're listening is just to keep you awake. The same thing, I got a number of calls that people do exercise. So there's certain type of exercise classes when you do exercise, they do it to a certain beat. It helps in doing the exercise. And so then, since you're not listening to music because of enjoyment, you're listening to makes it easier to do the exercise, then you're allowed to, in all 3 weeks, you're allowed to listen to music then.
Even the nine days.
Just not Tisha B'Av. Yes.
Sorry, maybe in sort of awesomeness to say with this, but we want to bring out music. I'm in an open office plan, and during the year, because there's so much noise, I listen to music through my headphones so I can work. I'm not listening to the music to listen to music, I just don't want to have the people talking next door to me. I didn't think of awesomeness.
Why don't you put earphones?
I never thought of sitting with the earphones.
That's what I do. I'm on an airplane and people are talking all around. I put an earphones and I learn.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right. A feeding tube. What I always carry? What are you laughing about? I always carry earphones. Always. Two earphones. I want to... If someone's bothering me or something, just put earphones in there. I carry those around with me. Okay. All right.
But it's possible also, when I said, when you have something like a shield, something like that, it drowns out the outside noise much more than the back earphones.
What do you mean, John?
I'm saying when you hear, when you listen to the shield of the music, it does a better job of...
Not. It drowns out
the sound.
If you're not listening, excited. If you're not listening for enjoyment, you're listening just to drown out noise, whatever it is. You have enjoyment, then it's okay. Then, so same thing also. If you don't want earplugs, if you're doing it for enough enjoyment, just to drown out the rest of the noise that's in the office, then it'll be okay. Then.
Because
yeah.
The
plenty
sure
to
download today for many
times.
Yeah.
The corner of the
shear
while you're working, you
corner. Yeah. Right. Someone has a feeding tube. Now there's two types of feeding tubes. One that goes through the nose down the throat. There's another one, they do a feeding tube in the stomach. So the question of feeding tube, do you make, when they start giving you food, do you make a bracha or not? Do you make a bracha? Sometimes they feed you liquids, whatever, most times liquid. Do you make a bracha or not? The din is extensive, come on, all price skimmers. You do not make a bracha because you need hanoi's garn. It doesn't go down the throat. And then as you're doing feeding tube, you don't make not a bracha v'shena and not a bracha. Even if it goes down through the nose, but still there's a tube that goes straight down into the stomach, goes directly into the stomach. And so then you do not make a bracha v'shena and you don't make a bracha achreina. Drinking water. Do you make the shahakal or not? The Lashon and Mishnah Brachas is Hashay Tzamayim Tzamay. The only time you make a Shahakal is when you're thirsty. And the Gain is Medayis, it's clearly Tzamay. But let's say it's not with Tzamay. Let's say you want to swallow medicine. You take your medicine, take a pill every morning. So you have to swallow it the way it is. So you take someone to help you swallow. If it's just plain water, then the din is you don't make a Shahakal. One second. Now there's a shayla on Paiskim. Let's say for instance you drink water not dehydrate. Let's say if it's not with Tzamay, it's not the swallow pill, but something in between. In between is a whole shayla on Paiskim. Some say yes, some say no. The best thing to do is to make a shahakl to be yitzchol adeis, is to make a shahakl also. Someone drinks water not to dehydrate. Let's say he walks outside, it's 110 degrees outside, and he's just drinking water that you're not to dehydrate. So the shayla and paiskim, do you make it? It's not drinking with someone. You're not thirsty. You're doing it just for protective purposes. They should not dehydrate. Last Shabbos, the two girls in camp that passed out because they were dehydrated. You have to. So you constantly have to drink. So the question is not Latomai. So to shine on Paiskim, do you make a Shahako or not? So the best thing is to eat something else Shahako, to cover your basis. That's what I tell people. The best thing is, if it's not Latomai, it's not for taking out, it's something in between, because in the Eshel Avram there's a stira, and in a Paiskim there's no clip sock. So the best thing is to make a Shahako on something else, you know, on the orange juice, drink something that has a taste to it. Because the din is, it's only mine with Latomai. Let's say I just drink orange juice not to be dehydrated. I drink apple juice not to be dehydrated. So then in such a case you have to make a bracha. It's only, the shiloh is only on water. But any other type of mashke that has a taste to it, or if you add some sugar even to the water, if you add some sugar, it has a taste of it. If you add some something to it, or you drink seltzer, seltzer has a combination, there's something in there, so then you make a shot, or then you make a shot on that. So you have to do something to it, to mashana the water, so maybe it shouldn't be just plain water, so you should be able to make a shahako.
You have no real interest in drinking the seltzer or the juice?
Right.
I'm only doing it to
not to be dehydrated.
Clarify for a bracha.
Right, yes, so. You have to make a bracha.
Somebody was dehydrated and put Gatorade.
Gatorade is not plain water, but it has a flavored drink. Yes. Doesn't make it, he must make a bracha. There's no machlokes on that. Everyone agrees to that. It's only mine. The Mishnah is talking to the Mishabur and all the places speak out. It's only shoyts to mine with tamay. That's the water. Any other drink that has a flavor, Gatorade, whatever it is, there's something that has a taste to it. I said even more. You add some sugar to the water. There's a taste now to the water. Then is you have to make a, then you have to make shahak with them because of the taste you put in there.
How long does that bracha last for?
Huh? What? Doesn't make not bracha shayna, not bracha chayna. Okay.
If he's going to drink water all day, how long does that?
The question has to be with somebody. It's not with somebody, you should make shahak on something else in it. Then once you make it, you drink all day. That's no problem then. Okay.
With regard to the two food at a time, is that considered good?
Interesting shayla. It's a siddur fasting still. Because there's interesting chuvas on this thing on Yom Kippur. If someone's in the hospital, some place can hold that if someone's in the hospital and he even not in the hospital, but he's a person who can't eat all day, he can't fast all day. So some place can hold he should go to the hospital and they'll have it in his house, have set up getting intravenous all Yom Kippur, so you shouldn't have to fast. You can do such a thing. So there are some paiskim that hold like that. You should ask if someone can't fast, you better eat, let them work out such a way they get everything intravenous. So it's not considered a shtiya, and he considered fast, he considered fasting. However, Moshe has a tshuva, right, he says, you're not allowed to. It's chavala. You have no right to stick a thing in the needle, it's not in tzayach. If you have chayla, shesh by sakana, if it has to eat, and that's it. But you don't stop making chavolas because you don't find aces of the not the fist. If you can't, you're part there, the test is mechayev him. That's what Tari is going on. Tari says, you're not mechayev to go and take intravenous fasting. But however, what was your question? Is it considered fasting?
Yes, it was obviously not a chavola. It's just two
feedings through the nose. Yeah, two feedings through the nose is not considered fasting.
Okay.
Yeah, and you could say also aneno, you can aliyah, consider fasting, yes. When you get stomach in, there's a tshuva in Ksav Sefer, when you get in his stomach, he says it has to be a nose garden. But this is, he says even according to Shagzai, the famous Shagzai, it says that on Yom Kippur, since there's like Seuna, so Neila, even if you eat Shalai Kedar Chachila, the din is he's still Chayiv, you're not allowed to eat anything, any type of way of eating. So Zakta B'chaim Eiza and the Ksav Sefer, they both say that's only if it goes down your mouth, but if it goes straight into your stomach, then is the Kuli Alma, even called the Shagasaya, there's no Shaila from eating drinking on Yom Kippur. Opening oven doors on Shabbos, or warming drawers. Now normally when you open a warming drawer, let's say you set it for 200, so you open the door, the cold air comes in. It could be sometimes it sets off the thermostat. Are you allowed to open a warming drawer on Shabbos? Same Shabbos in an oven. Same question as oven. Oven, when you open the door and the oven is off, So the crush, open the door, let's say you have inside the oven, you have, let's say, soup, you have chicken, you have chowder there. And you open the door, so you call, if the oven, if the thermostat is off, when you open the door, you're causing cold air to come in, and sets off the thermostat, it should go on right away. So Shabbos, are you allowed to open these doors on Shabbos? So I said, I don't know if I said it here, but I mentioned in the other shulam in the past, that the halacha is like this. That lechatchila, there's all, the best thing to do when you open, we'll first talk about the inside the door of the oven. Open the door of the oven. Let's say you have inside, you have, if you take everything out at one time, let's say you have only soup in there, or you have chicken there, only for Friday night, you open the door to take it out, it doesn't matter when you open it. Because no matter when you open, when it's off, when the thermostat is on, and when it's off, it doesn't make a difference. Why? Because even if it does go on, you don't care anymore, because you took out all the food right away. So it's a secret, so most of the secretion like Nichalei. Then it should be okay then. Huh? Something happens. I spoke to someone who works in a company, a year, and he told me something happens automatically. Okay? It doesn't set off. It takes maybe 30 seconds, 60 seconds to set to go on, but something happens immediately. Well, my sister, the Rabbanan, so secretion Nichalei Rabbanan is okay. However, let's say if you have soup for Friday night inside the oven, and you have the chance for Shabbos morning, so then I tell people the best time to better to open the door only when the oven is running. Why? Because when it's off, you cause it go on. It's a psikreshin nichle. It might be psikreshin nichle to keep it going for the rest of till Shabbos morning. So it's a psikreshin nichle. But if you take everything out, psikreshin nichle. But we still need something. Best thing to open the door only when it's running. Some people complain to me that they can't tell when it's on or off by electric. The electric ovens, you can't know it's on. So if you can't know it's on, then I say you keep selling the chahaka. Why? Because there's a swear to say, even when you open the door and it's not on and it goes on later, it's a situation of nichle also. Why? Because eventually it's going to go on anyway. You know, it's almost that works. When it gets to this degree, it goes off. When it gets cooler, it goes on again. So eventually it could go on and off anyway. So it could be a psikreshe gula nichalei.
Isn't
psikreshe gula nichalei l'chatzila also? By deraisis. Rabbanan, Kodi B'tzichon is okay. Mishnebura is serious in Mishnebura.
Why is
the
Rabbanan here?
Huh?
Why is the Rabbanan here?
Because right when you open the door, nothing happens automatically.
You said something happens
automatically. What happens automatically is the Rabbanan. Then when it goes on, it's something. Some electric current happens.
That's
the Rabbanan. Later on, when it goes on, that's the Raisa. So same thing by a warming drawer. A warming drawer, you can't tell when the thermostat is on. They tell me, you can't know when it's on or off. So I tell people, since it's a Tzarech Shabbos, then you can open the door at all times. Because you can't know when it's on or off. So therefore, you can open a warming drawer, put in a dry piece of kugel, a dry piece of meat, to warm up a chicken, or you're allowed to warm it up on Shabbos. I'm talking warming drawer.
Isn't the heating element the derisa?
Huh?
Isn't the heating element turning on an electric stove oven a derisa?
Yeah, but that doesn't happen right away.
Why not?
It doesn't.
It does. Not when that kicks in, it turns on.
But not right away. It takes longer than that. It takes maybe 60, at least 60 seconds to go on.
So
it's not loud, so it could be to gram. It's not right away.
All right. If I keep my oven set at a temperature of the warming drawer, I can then put stuff in also.
No.
Why is it stuff?
Because it's there for Vashabai. Oven is there for Vashabai. A warming drawer is never, no one cooks in a warming drawer. People only keep it on, it's like a heating tray. No one cooks there. People only keep it to keep the food warm. Never made to cook. Someone got in the mail a Tanakh. Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. The only thing he got also in it, the extra bonus, the Old Testament and the New Testament. What does he do with it?
You mean one volume?
Yeah, one thick volume. As Gantz, Tanakh, I don't know how big the New Testament is, but it was part of the New Testament in the back.
Huh?
The King James translation? Huh? Whatever it is. So the question is, what does he do with it? Now, a lacha like this is, the Mechaber says in Yeridea, the Gemara, but the Gemara says, Sefer Shekosu Min Yisov. The guy writes the Sefer, you burn it. You take it and you make a bonfire out of it. However, here's a problem. So if it just had the New Testament, I remember when they moved to Camp Megillah, it was a Camp Megillah, so they took over, it used to be a Catholic camp. So they found a whole bunch of New Testaments. So I told me, great, you can make a bonfire. You have something to make a bonfire. So they said there'll be a problem because the guy will hear, see about the Goyish workers, not cause a Chil Hashem. So I said, then find someone else to get rid of it. But anyway, but it's always safe to cut them in. Today, it's printed. Printed, the guy who printed doesn't know from Yidin Goyim, you know, he has to print it. So it's not safer, it's not Mamish Dermit to Mechad, it's safe to cut them in. So I asked the person, can you separate it? Cut it in half, you know, tear off the New Testament, burn it, and the Tanakh, the real stuff, cut it and save it. Can you save it? He says, yes, you can do that. So I told him he should take off, cut away the Old Testament, burn it, and the new one, what he should do is double wrap it and put it into Shemesh. Why? Huh?
Burn the New Testament.
Burn the New Testament, and the Tanakh, he should put it in a plastic bag and put it to Shemesh. Huh? Because it wasn't written, the Kedusha, whatever it is, I told him just put it, double wrap and put it into Shemesh. Huh?
Accurate
translation. Right, yes. Right.
Is that the same with Reform and Conservative publications?
What?
Is that the same with Reform and Conservative publications?
Yeah? Same thing also, yeah. Right. Someone was expecting guests this past Shabbos, a Shabbos morning, and he needs more room on the table. So Shabbos, there's an eitzah to move the leichter. The leichter tray has a tray, the leichter on the tray is an eitzah what to do. So I told him, the eitzah is, if you put something before Shabbos, before Shkia, on the leichter tray, something like a wedding ring, more choshev than the candles, than the lights, then you're allowed to, if the candles burn out, the best thing is to move it then. You can move it when the oil burns out, even if it's burning, you're allowed to. But we tell it better to wait till it burns out. To move the place, if it's Tosh Mekaymai, you're allowed to move it.
While it's burning?
Huh? No, it's Pasad Avastav Amuta.
But
you move it. So I said, better to wait until after it burns out. Well, let's say it's a candle, it's not oil. If it's oil, you're right. But if it's a candle, then probably even more sooner. But if I tell them to wait till it burns out and then move it.
Adding a leaf into a table,
there's a tshuva masham. Come on, all places can hold, it's okay. I mean, anything anyone says also.
Removing
also. To tzarech, it's okay. It has to be the tzarech Shabbos. If you want to make the table smaller because there's more room in the dining room, whatever, is allowed to either add or set the leaf. As long as it's not something you screw in. You know, usually most of the time the leaf you add in has pegs. So it fits in, that's mutzul chatzkil to add on Shabbos, and the tzarech allowed to take off on Shabbos also. A woman got married and she wants to know, can any of her hair show from a tichel? She allowed her. She heard that Moshe Feinstein was mako up that tefach. You know what tefach is? Huh? It's a lot. That's the first thing you misunderstood. First, I asked him, he saw the tshuva. No. That's the first thing. If someone says over, you should look it up. You know what I mean? Anyway, when Moshe writes in the tshuva, he says up to two fingers. Up to two fingers. They're allowed to, if it's a tichel, if two fingers of the hair sticking out, it's okay. Huh?
What are you measuring?
Two fingers this way. This way. Two fingers. No. This way. So anyway, the width. Right. The width of two fingers. However, Reb Dovid Feinstein writes, I don't remember if he said the name of his father or not. He says his father is only talking to the Eved. But Chatzchila, every Bas Yisrael should have a hair covered completely. But the other, let's say sometimes if a problem is shown bias, the wife wants to have a little hair show, whatever the case is, and sometimes it's you have a daughter-in-law like that, you don't want to cause machlokes. So up to that, you're allowed to Timekel up to 2 fingers. But chatchila, it has to be completely covered. And that's the tefach. Tefach is bivua. But since it's from here to here, it's uncovered, so you take the circumference of a tefach. That's how he gets the 2 fingers.
It's all the way around.
Huh? All the way around. Right.
And the women who have the sideburns that come out and they can't cover it. Even.
They should cover it. They should cut it then. It's sticking out. Paiskim da Meiko, even in the 9 days, if a woman for tzniyus purposes to cut her hair sticking out of the tichel, they can cut it then. But Malkum tzniyus. And Paiskim da Meiko also that even in Chalamaj, you can't take a haircut, but with the hair sticking out, a tzniyus purpose is allowed to cut even during Chalamaj. Someone rented a house. They called up and asked, when is the chiyuv to put mezuzahs? Now normally when you buy a house, the din is the chiyuv is l'alta. There's no cease 30 days. It's only when you're renting, then it's a shayla of 30 days. The question is, when do you put the mezuzahs? Now the Shulchan Aruch says 30 days. However, what happens if it's a... First of all, I tell people, something else. This happens to be Mog Avram. In similar tests, Mog Avram says, you put up a mezuzah for Shmira. So I tell people, as soon as you buy a house, even in a moving yet, because the chiv of mezuzah is only when you move into a house. But if you own a house, but you plan to move in, you know, they're going to do renovations, whatever it is, they're going to fix up, and so on, you should put up mezuzah on the front door, just one mezuzah, on the front door with scotch tape, of Shmira. The house for Shmira. Without a bracha. Then, when you're renting a house, the chiyuv mezuzah, according to many paiskim, is 30 days. Now, there's a machlokes chavis das and shach. If you plan to stay in the house more than 30 days, does the chiyuv start from the first day? Or the chiyuv is not to the beis dira, it's not still living there until you're 30 days. So it's a machlokes shach, shachos, then 2 days is not still like you're living there. So the chiyuv mezuzah is only to put up only on the 31st day. That's the shachos. Chavistas argues says this halacha of 30 days is only talking if you might leave in 30 days. But if you know now, let's say you make a sign of lease, you know you're going to pay, you're going to be there for a whole year, the chiyuv comes out. So you bought this machlokes shach and shach, if you put on before one, there's no chiyuv. So we tell people to do this, to be yetz chaladeus, it's the day they move in, they should put on mezuzahs with scotch tape. And the 31st, and without a bracha. When it comes to 31st days, she mashes with the scissors or docking them with nails, and then you should make them a bracha of the Kvayis Mezuzah. A baby monitor on Shabbos. Can you use phone call on Friday? They just had a newborn. They wanna hear in case it's a different room, it's a far, it's not next door, so they wanna hear the baby crying. So they want to know, can they have a baby monitor on Shabbos? The din is, it's okay, it's mutar chatchila. Because we pass Kamadina, there's no risk on Shvisas Kalim. So Kalim, you have a refrigerator running on Shabbos. So here you have a monitor running on Shabbos, there's no problem. There's no risk, as long as you don't talk in the monitor, then it's okay. Even though sometimes when you talk in a room, a light goes on, you know, it blinks. There's a blink on and off when someone's talking, but still you're not doing it intentionally, so then it's okay. So if you want to hear a baby, just I always ask the question, most of the time I ask the question, what do you want to hear a baby for? You want to sleep at night. But this is what a mother wants to hear the baby crying, so that's their problem. So then if you're allowed to say, as long as you don't talk in there, you just want to hear the baby crying, then it's okay.
And can you walk around with the one around the house?
What?
If it's like you have one that's portable, right? You have one where the baby is, and one's like
if it's a tire, what is it?
It's
circle from a climate. Krishna asked this, so it's circle from a climate. You want to hear the baby, you want to know when the baby's crying, so that's a circle from a climate. It's not muksa then. Yes, you can take it. I didn't know they have wireless. Oh, it was. Same thing. So it's different comments, like any other mukta.
What?
Digital
picture frame that's running.
Yeah, he's running on Shabbos. No problem. Okay.
When an adult goes into the room with a baby, is that she prevents himself from speaking?
They're allowed to talk. You're not, as long as you don't talk directly into the monitor. If you're talking to here in the other room, to the monitor, it's no problem. A Kala to buy during the 3 weeks or during the 9 days. Is she allowed to buy things? The din is, of course, you should have bought everything beforehand. But let's say something that she didn't have time, or it was not shaykh and so on. So the apreskim da meko for kala to tzarich mitzvah. So she needs, let's say, for instance, and she's getting married right after Yontif. The case was she's getting married right after Yontif. So the question is, she's not going to have enough time. She don't want to have a wedding dress ready. So then, in such a case, you can be meko still like a tzarich mitzvah, and the apreskim da meko to buy what she needs for the chasna, or also even sewing the apreskim da meko. Someone called up with a shayla. They're going out of town this week, and the pastor didn't get a babysitter, but they can find a geisha neighbor that'll come and babysit for 36 hours. Can they have a geisha? The children are 3 and 4 year olds. Can they have the geisha babysitter come and take care of the kids while they're out of town? I told him it's awesome. I said you have to worry about your whole kitchen. You might make the whole kitchen trade. And who knows what they can feed the children? It's not a smart thing to do. You don't get Goyim to go out of town and have like a Goyim maid take care of the kids. In this case, it wasn't a Goyim maid even. It was something I said, okay, so I won't say it again. Okay. A can of tuna fish. A can of tuna fish, when you open, a can on Shabbos. So when you, a lot of times it has a lot of water, a lot of oil inside. When you squeeze it, are you allowed to squeeze it out? Is Issa Bayer or not? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva on it. Rav Moshe holds that to squeeze against a pit, he doesn't mention this, but I think Rav Moshe should be Maida, that if I pour the top, let's say I open the can, I just pour out the excess amount of that's Musa. However, to take the cover, to press against the fish, tuna fish itself, to take out all the liquid, the oil or the water, that is burned. That Rav Moshe holds also. But the excess amount on top of the can, when you open the can, that I think he'd be made that it's okay then. Because that's, to get to the food, no difference pairing a banana, pairing an orange, and Shabbos.
What if you want to use the juice later and a salad dressing, whatever, that's not boring, right?
That's not boring. If you use both of them, no problem. What? No, you bury certain eight. If you leave even something inside, but there's certain parts that are mavur ready, then still also. Let's say I have a piece of watermelon. A piece of watermelon. And you take out the pits on Shabbos bury. So let's say I take out all the pits and leave maybe 5 pits in there. Whether it's a bury or not. Of course you're able to bury, because that place, you must suck in certain places. They also even suck in certain places.
Brother, for someone to take in water, unless you have grapes, you want to wash the grapes before you eat them. So what you do is you take
a big bowl,
put the grapes in, put water in, swish it around.
That's okay. If there's no dirt on it, you do it for hygienic purpose, no problem. But if it's dirt on it, that's to the bird the Kaylee. You take a grapes, and you see dirt on it, and you put it in a fill of hot water, and you stick it in there so it should take off the dirt. That's called bird the Kaylee, Mishabu says.
But
if you put it on the sink of water, that's the Adayim, that's okay then.
So now, well, let's take this to the step. And now, after I have the water with the grapes inside the bowl, will I just pour the water out?
That's what he said.
No, Rabbi Kersel is trying to decay.
Again, you have...
You have the bowl now full of water with grapes in it. You did your hygienic reason.
No.
Now, are you allowed just to pour the water out?
That might be better. What you do is just pick up the grapes and that's it. And put it in another bowl and that's it. Depends. Best is pick up the grapes, put it in another bowl, and that's it.
They're individual.
But the problem is sometimes the
cherries. Right. Cherries are each one. You can't send them
right. Take out the cherries, put it in another bowl. Okay. So on Friday night. Yeah.
Side question.
Yeah.
About a month ago.
Yeah.
I was casting chairs and taking them up first. I was taking the bad chairs and putting them on the side. The ones that have all the hole in it. Is that lower?
Yeah. If I'm doing it, there's no problem.
No, but here he is bottom.
Shouldn't be doing it, it's better. Okay. Someone was going.
That's not case of he took the chair, he wants to use it. He puts this one here, he puts one there. He takes one at a time.
No, he's taking all the bad chairs and put it away somewhere else.
He has 10 chairs and he gets the 2 good ones now. The third one he sees is a rip. So I saw he took it and he put it on the side.
That's one of the things.
He didn't use it.
Huh?
He's using one at a time.
He's not using it. He's taking it away.
He's taking one at a time, putting it where he needs. He sees one
that's That's not what he's saying.
No, he is. And he took the one that's ripped, broken, he put it on this side.
No, no.
Then he
put it on the side, not because they wouldn't use it.
It might be better. Okay. Another Shiloh. Someone goes to someone else to eat the Friday night meal. A couple goes to eat by someone else Friday night. Where do you light the candles? You light the candles at home, or you light the candles here we eat? To Shailon Paiskim. I tell people to light where they eat. Why? Because today it's a Shailon even a Brach of Atollah. Why? Because today when you go eat to somewhere else, you go there, you schmooze, you're there. By the time you come back, the candle already burnt out. And of course, even if they are still burning, you don't have any know from it. If it's by the meal, so it's a chshivus of the meal. You have a bris, you have a chasna, a Shabbos table, you have a candle burning, so it's a chshivus of the meal. Because there's two reasons why you like candles. One reason you like candles is because of shalom bayis. The second reason is I'll cover a yayin. Now, the gay shalom bayis, you realize that reason doesn't apply so much today, because today you have lights. You have lights today. So the only thing that applies is cover iron. So it's a cover for the Suda to have the candles burning. So in Mela, the best thing a woman goes somewhere else to eat, then they should light where they're eating. Because if they light at home, unless they work out in such a way that they have hanor of it before they go out, or after they go out. Or, there's another Eitzah, is when they turn on the lights where they live, they turn on the lights, so they have them turn off the lights, then light then turn on the lights and then light the candles. So the bracha is not only going on the candles, it's going on the lights also. Then there's yeshmei al lismoich. So chatchila, the best thing for woman lights, the best thing is to light where they're eating and not where they're sleeping.
She doesn't have to take her whole light there.
She takes two candles. When you light at home, light up a minute ago, take that five kids. So light seven candles. Light seven candles. But when you go away, you go to anywhere you go, normally a minute is just to light two candles. It's only at home you light all that normally lights.
And the guest light at the same location in the same place where?
Yes.
You don't have to be the same
place. You don't have to be the same place.
When a woman adds the candle because she missed the Shabbat.
Yeah.
Now when she goes away to some place forever, it's like three candles or two?
No, just two. Just two. Sorry when she's home. Okay. Alright. Next week there won't be a shir, and the following week is Tisha B'Av. So the shirim will be during the summer, just depends on I'm in town or not. So if you have email, he will, Alicia will notify. Lee Nader. Okay, so anyone who has email, is not on the email list yet, you should come over after the shir and give him the email number.